Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Pro-Palestinian protesters camping on Penn's campus have ignored calls from leadership to disband and are still in an encampment for a third day. Interim Penn President Dr. J. Larry Jamison says he supports the rights of community members to peacefully protest, but he's accusing some of the protesters of using intimidation and creating a hostile environment on campus. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there talking to students.
When Penn leadership released a letter on Friday night asking the encampment to disband, one of its student organizers, Eliana, said shock swept through those gathered.
There feels a visible and almost tangible inaccuracy of how we're being portrayed.
The disbanding was supposed to be immediate because Penn said the encampment violated its facilities policies. The university also said anti-Semitic graffiti was found on the nearby Ben Franklin statue. Sarah, another organizer, acknowledged the graffiti and condemned it, saying they jumped into action when they saw it.
As soon as the vandalism occurred, we had students with umbrellas on one side covering it until it was power washed off, and the other side we had a banner over it.
They also refuted claims in the letter that the university tried to meet with them, but an administrator was seen on Saturday afternoon engaging with some of the lead organizers. Jacob Malka, a Jewish student at Penn, says he hopes the encampment ends peacefully.
Just because these people are out here, and they have different views than us, doesn't mean that I believe that they all deserve to be arrested. If they're assaulting someone, yeah. If they're breaking the law, yeah. But I don't believe that they deserve to be arrested just for camping here.
Philadelphia police have arrested the woman they believe shot a 15-year-old girl in the head in southwest Philadelphia. Police say it happened around 6:15 p.m. Friday night at Geyer Avenue in the Elmwood Park neighborhood. Investigators say the teen was sitting in the passenger seat of a vehicle when she got into a dispute with 31-year-old Charnay Lewis. They say Lewis pulled a gun during the argument and shot through the back windshield, hitting the girl in the head. She was taken to a nearby hospital, fortunately listed in stable condition. Lewis has been charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and terroristic threats, among other things. The headquarters building for the Philadelphia School District has a new name. KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us it'll now be known as the Constance E. Clayton Education Center.
It was a sea of red at Thursday's school board meeting as members of the Delta Sigma Theta sorority turned out in crimson dresses. They were there to support the board's vote to name school headquarters after Constance Clayton, the city's longest-serving superintendent and first black woman to run the school system. Dr. Penny Sparks Nixon is head of the sorority's Philadelphia alumni chapter.
By honoring Dr. Clayton in this way, the school board recognizes the indelible impact she has had on the lives of many children in Philadelphia.
Michael Andrews of the Principals Union's Retirees Chapter said Clayton amassed untold honors during and after her 11 years as superintendent.
17 honorary doctorate degrees from various colleges and universities. How many of us knew that? She was so humble.
A formal naming ceremony is being planned.
Millions of women are the victims of violence every year. Barbara Jordan is a personal safety expert and the founder of the organization Always Bev. She says this includes random attacks in public and violence from someone the victim knows.
When you're talking about sexual assault, 8 out of 10 times the victim knows the attacker. So that's an extremely sad statistic. 39% of the time, that's some sort of an acquaintance. Now, of course, you know, when it comes to violence against women, you know, it could be a stranger. It could be somebody that just sees a woman maybe running with her earbuds in and she's isolated. She's running on a trail. That's a great opportunity for somebody that wants to assault or possibly cause even more harm to a woman. So, yeah, I definitely think women are targets because, you know, we are, you know, less strong. We're not as vocal and we're not, most women aren't taught to fight back. So I think those are reasons why women are targets.
For more on this, listen to the latest episode of KYW's In-Depth Podcast. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.